May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Everyone is out to get Jesus today. The Pharisees and the Herodians, although they are all Jewish, are actually strange bedfellows. The Herodians, as part of the governing hierarchy, are agents of the Roman occupation. They would be in favor of paying the tribute tax to Caesar because it's a way for them to line their own pockets as the money makes its way out of the province of Palestine to faraway Rome. The Pharisees, on the other hand, like most other observant Jews, resent the idea of paying a tax to a foreign government and the idolatrous image of Caesar that was on the face of the coins they had to use to pay it. They have got together to trap Jesus with what they think is a really smart question. If he supports the imperial tax, the Pharisees can accuse him of disloyalty to God. If he opposes it, the Herodians can accuse him of sedition. But Jesus knows what they're trying to do, and he reframes the question in a way they don't expect. Whose head is this, and whose title? Jesus asks them. The coin bears the image and title of Tiberius Caesar, son of the divine Augustus. The title, by the way, would have been Filius Dei, son of God. The coin honors the emperor as a deity, which was anathema to the Jews. Both Pharisees and Herodians would know that there is only one God, that they were created in the image of that God, and that they belong first and foremost to God. It's important when hearing this story to note what Jesus doesn't say. He doesn't say that the religious and secular realms require our equal fidelity. He affirms that the coin already belongs to the emperor. His image is stamped on it. So just give it to him. But this begs another more difficult question. What then belongs to God? And what kind of tribute do we owe to God? Well, if the coin belongs to the emperor because it bears his image, and we bear God's image, then we owe God everything, our whole entire selves. Our obedience to God is greater than our obedience to anything else. As God's people, we all bear the image of God. And according to the prophet Isaiah, God told the people of Israel, "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Creator and creatures each carry the image of the other. We belong to God, and we are in the palm of God's hand. As someone said, God keeps your picture in the divine wallet and on the heavenly refrigerator. As baptized Christians, we are called to view the world through this lens, to live into our allegiance to God by bearing witness to God's mercy and advocating for it everywhere. In humble obedience, we are to strive to look like God in what we do and say, to reflect Christ's passionate heart. This is how we give to God the things that are God's." A lot of us struggle over our income taxes every year, but that really is the easy part. The hard part is practicing our faith and living our lives in ways that reflect who God is. As image bearers of a loving, forgiving, and gracious God, we owe it to God to exercise towards our neighbors the grace and generosity that God extends to all of us. This is a time when families, communities, and even churches are divided and polarized socially, culturally, and politically. If we look to Jesus, we see an example of humility, surrender, and sacrificial love, but living that out is easier said than done. We all live in the empire. We cannot change that. So we must consciously choose God at each and every moment. At first, Jesus' comment about giving to the emperor those things that are the emperor's may sound as if he's calling for a live and let live relationship with empire. I believe that is not so. Rather, Jesus is calling us to prayerfully discern when to pay the tax and when to respond in a different way. We cannot avoid being tested as to whether we will bow to the will of empire and when we will exert our allegiance to God. Jesus implies that though we do owe the state, there are limits to what we owe. Yet he places no limits regarding what we owe to God. Jesus' concern was not the tax, but that we live into the image and likeness of the God who lovingly created us. So give to the emperor that which is the emperor's, but remember who owns the world. Remember that the Creator God whose image we bear is a God of love. To live more fully into that image and likeness of God that is in you, give back your heart to God, for it is God's anyway, and strive to follow the way of love in all things. So to the question, what are the things that are God's which we are to give back to God? The answer is you.